The Pet Milk Program with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Evaporated Milk, Pet Milk, presents Fibber, McGee, and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Dick LeGrand, Cliff Arquette, Bud Steffen, Herb Vigran, Marion Richmond, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Keith Fowler and directed by Max Hutto with music by the King's Band and Billy Mills Orchestra. When a woman makes up her mind about something, she usually has very good reasons. Take, for example, a woman who insists there's no better milk for her family than Pet brand evaporated milk. Well, first of all, she probably raised her babies on Pet milk. And she figures, and rightly, that a brand of milk so safe for baby must surely be good for all the family. She knows, too, that Pet milk is good sweet country milk with more than half the water removed by evaporation. And she likes this concentrated form of milk because she can use it in place of coffee cream or even whipping cream. And to use in place of bottled milk, she just puts the water back in. Half water, half Pet milk. She also knows she can buy Pet milk for less than half what she'd pay for coffee cream, less than one-third what whipping cream costs. Less even than the price generally asked for ordinary bottled milk. Now, don't you agree these are good reasons for insisting on Pet evaporated milk? How about getting Pet evaporated milk for your family? There's a fellow in Wistful Vista named Mort Toos. He's sick today. There's another fellow who's going to handle Mort's job for the day as a department store floor walker. He's telling his wife about it now as we join Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
And Mort Toops getting sick and asking me to take his place today at the Bonton is the greatest thing that ever happened at the Bonton department store, Molly. This will be a red letter day down there.
You expect to put them in the red in one day?
No, sir. I'll be the best dad-ratted floor walker that ever pried a fat lady out of a revolving door. You're looking at a guy that's got the two essential things a man needs to make a success as a floor walker.
What's that?
Feet.
That you have, dearie. Sometimes when I mend your socks, I think you must have more than two feet.
Well, one more fast gulp of coffee here, and I'm off to start on my new career. As soon as I get my orchid.
Orchid? What orchid?
The orchid I bought you 2 weeks ago when we went to dinner, which I put in the refrigerator and hauled out last week for you to wear to the dance, which I put back in the refrigerator, so if you ask for an orchid again, I'll have it.
Oh, that orchid. Mm-hmm. What do you want with it?
Well, I'm going to wear it.
What?
Yeah, most floor walkers wear just carnations. And I figure if I wear an orchid, I'll make the rest of them guys look cheaper than a bottle of celery tonic at a champagne dinner.
Buy a carnation, McGee.
Oh, okay, just a thought. Now, let me see, what else do I want? Oh, yes, my lunch. Nearly forgot my lunch. Where's my lunch? Didn't you say you were going to fix me a lunch?
I said it, and I did it.
You couldn't have done it. It ain't here.
Well, now, don't contradict me, sweetheart. I put 3 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, 2 brown Schweigers, and a banana right there on that table.
Oh, my gosh, I ate them. I thought that was part of breakfast. Oh, well, maybe I can sneak out long enough to go to Walt's Small Shop for lunch. Hey, I just thought of something. Don't all these stores give their employees a discount on stuff they buy, Donna?
Say, you're right.
Sure.
You are right. I remember Mabel Toop saying that Mort got 20% off on everything he buys.
20%, huh?
Yeah.
Gee, that's great. Well, look, why don't you come with me to the Bonton and do our Christmas shopping, huh?
A wonderful idea, dearie.
Yeah.
20% off is a fifth of the whole cost, you know.
A fifth? It is? One-fifth?
Sure.
Say, we really got a deal here, kiddo. You can get them presents for nothing.
For nothing?
Sure. You buy 5 presents and get 1/5 off on each one of them. Then you take 4 of them back and get your refund, and the one that's left over is free.
No, McGee, that would be dishonest.
It would?
Yes.
Well, that's life, I guess. Anything which sounds good is always dishonest, unsanitary, or bad for the liver.
But now, I tell you, the regular discount will be a big help. I certainly won't sneer at a fifth.
Must be a family trait.
Your Uncle Dennis never sneered at a fifth either. Unless you could get a full quart.
Now, you shouldn't make fun of poor Uncle Dennis.
Oh, I enjoyed him.
I think you did it.
Remember the time he went out to mail a letter, tipped his hat to the mailbox, and tried to shove the letter down Mrs. Yeager's throat? If I hadn't come along...
Come in. Good morning, Ollie.
Yeah, good morning, Mrs. You too, Magoos.
Hi, Ollie. I'd ask you to sit down, boy, but we're just leaving for my new job.
You got a job, McGee?
Yep.
This manpower shortage must be scraping the barrel.
I'm going to be a floor walker at the Bonton today, Ollie.
And I'm going with him to use the discount he gets. Everything will be a bargain.
Well, this you wouldn't mention bargains.
Hmm?
The last time my missus got a bargain, it cost me a fortune.
How could a bargain cost you a fortune?
Well, I'll explain in a jiffy. She bought a hat for $9.98, reduced from $10.98.
Yeah.
Well, she saved a dollar.
Sure, but there was the trip to the store and the streetcar, 10 cents. She shopped so long, she ate dinner uptown, $1.25. When she wasn't home, I fixed my own dinner and caught hand on can opener, Dr. Bill, $5. Then she come home on street car, 10 cents.
Say, this really adds up.
And I'm used at the beginning.
Oh?
When she come home, I'm so mad, I say I don't like the hat. The missus stomp her foot, clock fall off a shelf and break, new glass, 2 sex beds. She have more words and she says she go home to her mother in Milwaukee. She call her mother on long distance, $16.40. Mother tell her to stop acting foolish. The missus bang up the phone so hard she break receiver. Repair bill, $7 in hand.
Now we're in the big money.
But there's more.
Ooh.
The missus throw herself on the sofa, cry all over the upholstery. Cleaning bill, $12.83. I can't stood to see her cry, so we make up and I took her to movies. Tickets, $2.20, popcorn, 30 cents. Total cost of bargain, $58.41.
She had a nice hat.
No, she was so excited over Van Johnson, she forget and leave the hat on the seat at the movies.
Oh. Hold on.
Billy Mills and the orchestra and Slow Poke.
Bonton's really jammed today, Molly. They need me here, you know it. How's my carnation look?
Very elegant, dearie. Do you report to somebody before you start to work?
No, I just... Hey, where'd the crowd go? I have a lot of union customers in here. No, Mortook said just to start right in and pick up my pay envelope at the end of the day. He left my name with a cashier last night. Boy, when the management sees the way I handle people... Oh, can I help you, madam?
Yep. Where will I find the potholders?
Well, the girdles are on the third floor, sis. else I can do for you? Oh, she's gone.
Like a shop.
Yeah. You see, Molly, all this job takes is courtesy and helpful understanding. She didn't want to come right out and say girdled in front of a man, you see, so I put her at ease by saying it myself.
You sure?
Say, you better get started shopping. Start buying them 20% off Christmas presents.
Well, I'm not sure whether to go shopping or go start the car and keep the motor running for a fast getaway. You may not realize it, McGee, but you insulted that lady.
I did? Well, my gosh, I thought I was just being my usual charming self.
That's the trouble. You were.
Oh. Well, here comes a shopper with a question in his eye. So help me, I won't insult this one. I'll bend over backwards and handle him with kid gloves, which ain't a bad trick for a guy my age and weight.
Pardon me, I'm looking for a lamp. Could you tell me where to find them?
Certainly, sir. The merchandise in this store, sir, is arranged in alphabetical order for your convenience, sir.
Good.
If you want an armchair, sir, you go to the aisle marked A. If you want a bed, you go to B. A chair, C, and so on. Now, you want a lamp, so you go straight to... Sure, you wouldn't settle for an armchair, but...
Oh, skip it. I'll go fight it myself.
I'll go warm up the car motor, dearie.
No, sir. You go shopping, Tootsie. Don't worry. I'll make out.
Well, all right. I'll look around. You do a good job now.
Okay.
Show these people how valuable you can be.
Okay, Tootsie. Now, there goes a good kid. I'll make her proud of me today, which ought to surprise the daylights out of both of us. When I pick up that pay envelope with the 16 bucks in it...
Pardon me, sir.
Don't interrupt me when I'm talking, bud. It's not polite.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I thought you were just chewing a caramel. I'm looking for a TV set, and I wondered if you can give me an idea of prices.
Well, we got them at all prices, bud. From $1,000 down to something new on the market that sells for 50 cents.
50 cents a TV set?
Well, it's practically the same thing. It's a picture of Francis X. Bushman, and you look at it through a piece of herringbone tweed.
Thank you. That's for me.
Ah, this job's for a breeze for a guy that shoots it like I do. Now it's true. Oh, you back already, Ma?
Yes, and I just bought the first Christmas present here.
Yeah?
A beautiful muffler for Cousin Herbert.
A muffler? You ought to give that to his wife. If anybody ever needed muffling, she's the one that does.
Now, please, McGee, leave us not start on our relatives.
Oh, say, here's the cashier's cage, kiddo. Let me make sure my name is spelled right for that pay envelope tonight. Hey, Bud, you the cashier?
Yes, I am, but we don't cash checks for strangers. And believe me, at this window, my mother's a stranger.
Well, I don't want to cash a check, Bud, and watch your manners. For your information, I'm a floor walker here.
Oh, one of those.
He's just working extra today.
Ray, where did you come from, Blue Eyes?
Peoria, Illinois.
And her eyes are brown. Now, look,
Just a minute, Dad. You'll have to step over to that desk there and sign one of those blanks before I can help you.
Huh? Oh, over here.
Yeah.
Okay, bud, that's the rule.
Now, look, baby, as soon as the store closes, I'll grab a fistful of this green stuff and meet you at the cab stand.
What? Why?
Keep your voice down, honey. He's watching. I know a little place where the steaks will be tender, and so will I. So if he... Jiggers, he's on to us. I'll dig you later.
Now then, can I help you, sir, finally?
Yes, doggone it, I got no time to fool around. My name is McGee. I want to make sure you got my pay envelope made out right. So look it up, Buster. Trevor McGee is the name.
Look it up, he says. Mac, I got 800 pay envelopes here. And if you think I'm going to shuffle through all these envelopes...
Well, don't you have them in alphabetical order, sir? You know, A, B, C, and so forth.
See, that's a wonderful idea. I've been keeping them in a bushel basket.
Yeah.
So you come back in a couple hours, Mac. I'll put these envelopes in order.
Oh, for the love. Come on, Molly. I better walk some floors.
Well, I'll get on with my shopping. You know, this 20% discount ought to save us a lot of money. And the $16 you make...
Hey, hello there, Molly. Hi, pal.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
And you're Christmas shopping early, are you?
Molly is, Junior, but I'm working here today, floor walker.
You?
Yep. Bonton is after more business, Junior, and I'm the guy that can give it to him.
You certainly can.
Are you Christmas shopping, Mr. Wilcox?
Well, not exactly, Molly. I just like to visit stores and notice how the merchandise is packaged. The pet milk people do it much better.
How, Mr. Wilcox?
Oh, don't encourage him, Molly. Don't do that.
Well, look, they not only package evaporated milk in sealed cans so that it can be fresh and sweet until it's opened, but on the outside of each can, they print recipes for wonderful dishes that can be made with pet milk.
So,
look at this polo shirt here. Are the rules for polo printed on it? No.
Now, there's a clever crack. If you bought a fish, would you expect swimming lessons to be printed on it?
Why, of course not, Val. But don't you see what a great idea this is for pet?
I don't see it.
Just think, with all those wonderful husband-tested recipes on the labels...
Yeah, but...
Why, having a row of pet cans on the pantry shelf is just like having an open cookbook spread out, ready to refer to it. It's terrific.
I don't know. Maybe it's just my feet hurt, Junior, but I can't seem to get quite as hysterical over this as you.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Think. Just think what a bargain a can of pet milk is, pal. Yeah. Why, it costs less generally than any other form of whole milk. Less than half as much as cream.
Look, Junior, I got work to do here, so if you'll pardon me, I'll just say goodbye and beat it.
I'm glad you said that, pal.
You are, Mr. Wilcox?
Yes, because pet milk is a goodbye. And beat it, you cannot. Any place. Go on, kid.
Oh, you cannot. Oh, brother. I wonder who wrote that for him.
I think that came out of his own head, the poor lad. Well, I better get on with my shopping. I'll have everything sent to the will call desk, and we can pick them up when we go home, sweetheart.
Okay, Tootsie. I better walk the floor some more, because the more floor a floor walker walks, the better floor walker the floor walker is, and I'm going to be the best ever.
Excuse me, sir. I'd like some advice about a Christmas present for my girl.
Well, you want advice from me, son?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
They say the older a man is, the more he knows about women. So I figure you must be loaded.
Well, I used to get around quite a bit, and I guess a guy that knows women like I do never really loses his touch, son. Is this a real special girl?
Oh, yes, sir. Winifred's my dream girl, my heart's desire, the only girl in the world for me. We've been going together ever since Thursday.
Ever since Thursday? That sounds pretty serious. Well, son, for a real unusual gift, for Christmas, I'd suggest perfume.
What kind of perfume, sir?
Well, there's one called Ooh La La, which is fairly sensational. According to the ads, any man that smells it on a woman bursts into flame and has to be wrapped in asbestos. I got some for my wife last year.
Did she like it?
Yes, it gave her a good laugh.
What's the name of it again, sir?
Ooh La La. That's French for chase me, Pierre.
My name's Albert.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I see what you mean. Say, I've got it. We got a brand new perfume in just today, son. It's called Yipe.
Yipe?
Yep, Yipe. It's a genuine imported type, French-style imitation extract of simulated roses, son.
That sounds good.
It comes in a handsome plastic replica of a genuine glass bottle. It's unconditionally guaranteed to have an odor, and we got it on sale today at $2.95 for the pint size.
Oh, Winifred will just love that, sir. Where is the perfume counter? I don't see it.
Oh, it's right over that way, son. You can't miss it. Just follow your nose.
Thank you, sir.
Speaking of nose, I better stick mine into that cashier's cage yet. Hey, bud, you located my pay envelope yet?
Not just yet, sir, but I'll locate it shortly.
Good.
What was your name again?
Oh, McGee. Fibber McGee. Look in the M's.
Oh, of course.
M.
Yeah. Let me see now. A, B, F, K... No. A, B, R, P,
no.
No. A, no.
The King's Men and Shrimp Boats.
Shrimp Boats is a common, their sails are in sight. Shrimp Boats is a common, they're dancing tonight. Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home? Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home? Look here, the Shrimp Boats is a common, they're dancing tonight.
They go to sea with the evening tide,
and their women folk wave their goodbye.
Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home? Why don't you hurry, hurry, hurry home? To hear the ship folks is a common man dancing tonight.
Happy the days while they're mending their nets.
Till once more they rise.
I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, hi, Molly. I didn't know they had this lawn furniture department stuck back here, or you could have found me here sooner, kiddo. This is a great spot. Ain't been a customer here in 3 hours, kiddo.
Well, I've got my shopping all done, and it's nearly closing time, you know.
And believe me, Tootsie, I'm ready. I really earned that $16
yes,
today.
Yes, I know
sir.
You have.
Yes, sir. If I'd known there was so much walking connected with this job, I'd have sold more tubes.
Pardon me, madam. Have you seen a floor walker? Oh, Molly. Hello there. Hi, McGee.
Well, Mayor Latrivia.
Hi, Homer. Something I can do for you? I'm the floor walker here.
Temporary position, Mr. Mayor.
And a very interesting one, too. First floor walker I've ever seen flat on his back in a lawn swing. It becomes you, McGee.
Thanks, boy. If you'd care to set to, there's a settee.
No, I haven't time, McGee. I was looking for the Christmas card counter, but
well, McGee will tell you where they are, Mr. Mayor, won't you, dearie?
Oh, well, I don't...
Oh, sure, boy, that's my job. Christmas cards, eh? Mm. Well, I'll tell you what you do, boy. You go down aisle 3 here to the hosiery counter.
The hosiery.
Then you turn left to the elevator.
Elevator.
Take the elevator up to the 3rd floor and turn right to ladies' hats.
Ladies' hats?
Then left to the 2nd aisle and 2 doors over to the men's room, and there they are.
The Christmas cards are in the men's room?
No, but there's always a bunch of floor walkers in there sneaking a smoke, and ask one of them, they'll tell you.
Thank you, McGee. Thank you very much. You're very helpful.
Well, that's his job, Mr. Mayor.
Yes. The next time you're down at City Hall, McGee, drop in and have lunch with me in my new offices.
Oh, swell, boy. How do I find it?
Go to the cigar counter and turn right past the pinball machine to the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Take the elevator to the 3rd floor.
3rd floor?
Turn left to the 1st hall.
1st hall?
Then turn left again to the license bureau.
License bureau?
And left again to the 1st door. You'll find a sign on the door that says, keep out. Just open it and walk in.
Oh, just walk in, huh? That's your new office.
No, that's the elevator shaft. Good day, my dear.
Closing
yes,
bell, Molly.
Sir.
That's it. Come on, let's go grab my pay.
Say, McGee.
Huh?
Isn't an elevator shaft a strange place to put his office? Someone could get hurt.
Hey, my gosh, look at the line at the cashier's window.
Oh, yes. Well, come on, get in. Get in line, quick.
Oh, look. Santa Claus. I lined up to get his pay.
Yeah.
Come on, stand behind Santa. You can stay with me up to the window.
Just look at him, McGee.
Yeah.
In the red velvet suit and the phony beard. Isn't that cute?
Yeah, tap him on the back. I want to ask him what he's going to bring me.
All right. Pardon me, Santa Claus. My little boy would...
Huh? Well, hello there, kids. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Heavenly day.
The old timer. My gosh, you playing Santa Claus?
Johnny, believe me, this ain't play. There are so many kids on my lap today, my legs are solid callous.
Had a pretty busy day, have you?
Yes, it's been very interesting, daughter. One little fella, about 8 years old, come in to see old Sandy a while ago.
Yeah?
Yep. Climbed up in my lap like a little bunny. Told me all the things he wanted for Christmas.
Oh, sure.
Close your eyes, Santa Claus, he says. I want to whisper in your ear.
Oh, well, isn't that cute?
I looked at that smiling, innocent little face. I closed my eyes. Just got a kind of warm glow all over.
Really touched you, huh?
Nope, the little rat set my beard afire. Say, kid, you mind if I ride home with you when I get paid here?
Oh, not at all, Mr.
Glad to have you, boy.
You usually bum a ride with Mark Toops, but Mark's home sick today, you know.
We know.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing down here at the Bonton, old-timer. I took Mark's job as floor walker for the day. Made myself $16.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Took Mark's place, eh?
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing, darling. Something just struck me amusing. You've been working here all day, huh?
Yep.
Mark too?
Well, I just told you. Come on, hurry up. Move up. We're next.
Johnny?
Huh?
I got news for you.
Huh?
Big news.
Huh?
But this may come as a scoop to you, son. Mark Toops don't work at the Bonton department store.
What? What was that?
What was it, huh?
Mark works across the street at the downtown department store.
Oh, no.
Now then, what was your name again, sir?
Mud, bud. Come on, Molly.
Fibber and Molly return in a moment. Say, do you get hungry now and then for good homemade candy? Most folks do. And the candy they think of first is fudge. Good homemade chocolate fudge. Smooth as butter, not a bit grainy, and plenty chocolatey. You know what I mean? Oh, sure you do. And let me tell you something. There isn't any better chocolate fudge than the kind you can make with Mary Lee Taylor's Pet Milk Recipe. This recipe has been a favorite down through the years. And it's still so popular that it's been named the recipe of the month. You'll see it featured in grocery stores everywhere. And my advice is get the recipe, get Pet evaporated milk, and make a batch or two of Mary Lee Taylor's chocolate fudge. It's wonderful. Bound to be made with Pet milk, because Pet milk is good, sweet milk that's double rich, concentrated to double richness by evaporation. And that double richness really shows up in fudge made the Pet milk way. Make some soon. You'll love it. I know you will.
Well, this was quite a day, kiddo.
Yeah.
I got an offer from the downtown department store to work steady.
As a floor walker?
Yeah.
At the downtown department store?
No, the downtown wants me to work at the Bonton.
What?
Uh-huh.
You mean the downtown wants you to work at the Bonton, and the Bonton wants you to work at the downtown because you work at the Bonton with such a help to the downtown that between the downtown and the Bonton...
Molly, please, kiddo. Good night.
Good night, all.
First evaporated milk, Pet Milk, brings you Fibber McGee and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you? Have you ever been drawn into a tangled web of misunderstanding built by two other people? Well, it's not exactly a pleasant situation to be in, as young wife Sally Carter discovers when she tries to help solve a problem of modern marriage. In the story of the week on Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor program next Saturday morning. The second big feature is the husband-tested recipe of the week for graham cracker nut bread that makes delicious party sandwiches. Make it a point to listen to Pet Milk's big double feature Mary Lee Taylor program next Saturday morning on NBC.
Next, it's Big Town, then Playhouse on Broadway on NBC.